Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, March 21st. Elgin Lodge Retirement Home in Port Elgin is hoping to get repairs done quickly after a flood forced the evacuation of its residents from the home. It happened in the basement yesterday where the building's mechanical equipment is. They think a pipe burst. Sales and Marketing Director Anne-Marie Collins says residents were relocated to the Port Elgin United Church for a dinner and then taken to stay with relatives or in local hotels where they continue to receive support from Elgin Lodge's wellness staff.
Their well-being was our number one priority, and now we're figuring out how we're moving, going to move forward with this. We're still trying to figure out where the water is coming from and how we can fix the problem.
Collins says residents are prepared to stay in their temporary accommodations for up to a few days. Grey Bruce OPP are looking for the community's help in identifying the suspect involved in a robbery in Markdale. They say at about 9 last night, a female entered a business on Toronto Street near Highway 10 and told the victim it was a robbery and demanded cash. OPP say she made off with about $150 and drove southbound on Highway 10 towards Flesherton. There were no injuries reported. The suspect is described as a 5'2" tall, very thin white female with red sparkly nail polish. She had a camouflage ball hat on, gray caterpillar hoodie, and a red bandana and black pants. You can find a picture of her on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. In Wyarton, OPP are looking for help in identifying suspects in the theft of a U-Haul. They say at about 3 Monday morning, someone rolled up to a business in Wyarton in a newer white Porsche Cayenne SUV. They reportedly took the U-Haul and Porsche to a business in Springmount, then walked to nearby businesses. Police say nothing else was stolen. It's believed there are 3 to 4 suspects, but video surveillance has only captured one of them. You can find photos on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Owen Sound's downtown businesses are joining a national initiative to encourage people to shop local. River District Coordinator Vivica Gravel says the Shop Main Street Canada Support Local campaign is all about highlighting the importance of local businesses.
We don't want people to discount how much a simple adjustment in shopping habits can change our city. By making investments, by purchasing things locally, 66 cents of every dollar stays within the local economy.
The Hudson's Bay Company has been granted court approval to liquidate all but 6 of its stores as early as Monday. That could affect over 9,000 employees in 90 of its 96 stores. It's planning to keep 3 Toronto stores and 3 Montreal area stores. The Bay is looking into restructuring some of its stores and talking with landlords in the hope of saving the company. In sports, some playoff clinching scenarios are in play for the Owen Sound Attack tonight as they head to Kitchener for a final road game of the OHL regular season. The Attack are now 2 points up on the Sarnia Sting for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference with 2 games to go. You can hear the Attack take on the Rangers tonight on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service Bear Radio, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. The Hanover Barons host the Fergus Whalers at 8 this evening at the P&H Centre in Game 1 of the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pollock Division Final. The Durham Thundercats host Milverton in Game 5 of the Hugh McLean Trophy Senior A Final. Durham can wrap it up with a win. In the NHL, Columbus visits Pittsburgh in tonight's lone game. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs take on Nashville. And the Canadian rink, skipped by Rachel Homan, will take on Scotland at the Women's World Curling Championship tonight with a spot in the semifinals on the line. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next. Checking the forecast. Sunny this afternoon, 50-kilometer wind gusts, a high around 6 degrees. Becoming cloudy tonight with a chance of showers or flurries overnight. Breezy, a low of plus 1. A chance of flurries Saturday, 60-kilometer wind gusts in the morning. The temperature steady around minus 4. Sunny and 5 degrees on Sunday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.